M31 recording length 39 minutes and 10 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 31 Spiral Galaxy M31, and GC224, Type SB, in Andromeda Andromeda Galaxy M31.jpg, right ascension 00, 42.7, H:M, declination plus 41, 16, Deg:M, distance 2900, Cli, visual brightness 3.4, Mag, apparent dimension 178x63, Arc Min, known to all Sufi about AD 905, Messier 31, Million 31, and GC224, is the famous Andromeda Galaxy, our nearest large neighbor galaxy, forming the local group of galaxies together with its companions, including M32 and M110, two bright dwarf elliptical galaxies, our Milky Way and its companions, M33, and others. Visible to the naked eye even under moderate conditions, this object was known as the Little Cloud, to the Persian astronomer Abd al-Rahman al-Sufi, who described and depicted it in 964 AD in his Book of Fixed Stars. It must have been observed by and commonly known to Persian astronomers at Isfahan as early as 905 AD, or earlier. R. H. Allen, 1899-1963, reports that it was also appeared on a Dutch star map of 1500. Charles Messier, who catalogued it on August 3, 1764, was obviously unaware of this early reports, and ascribed its discovery to Simon Marius, who was the first to give a telescopic description in 1612, but, according to R. H. Allen, didn't claim its discovery. Unaware of both Al-Sufi's and Marius' discovery, Giovanni Battista Hondrina independently rediscovered this object before 1654. Edmund Halley, however, in his 1716 Treat of Nebulae, accounts the discovery of this nebula to the French astronomer Bolilus, Ismail Bouillard, who observed it in 1661, but Bolilus mentions that it had been seen 150 years earlier, in the early 1500s, by some anonymous astronomer. R. H. Allen, 1899-1963. It was longly believed that the Great Andromeda Nebula was one of the nearest nebulae. William Herschel believed, wrongly of course, that its distance would not exceed 2,000 times the distance of Sirius, 17,000 light-years. Nevertheless, he viewed it at the nearest island universe, like our Milky Way, which he assumed to be a disk of 850 times the distance of Sirius in diameter, and of a thickness of 155 times that distance. It was William Huggins, the pioneer of spectroscopy, who noted in 1864 the difference between gaseous nebulae with airline spectra and those nebulae with star-like, continuous spectra, which we now know as galaxies, and found a continuous spectrum for M31. Huggins and Miller 1864. In 1887, Isaac Roberts obtained the first photographs of the Andromeda Nebula, which showed the basic features of its spiral structure for the first time. In 1912, V.M. Slipher of Lowell Observatory measured the radial velocity of the Andromeda Nebula, and found it the highest velocity ever measured, about 300 km/sec in approach. This already pointed to the extragalactic nature of this object. According to Burnham, a better value is about 266 km/sec, but R. Brent Tully gives 298 km/sec, and Ned has again 300+/4 km/s as the modern value. Note that all the previous values describe the motion with respect to our solar system, i.e. heliocentric motion, not that WRT, the Milky Way's galactic center. The latter value can be obtained by correcting for the motion of our solar system around that center. The modern values for galactic rotation and heliocentric radial velocity yield that the Andromeda Galaxy and the Milky Way are approaching each other at about 100 km/sec. In 1923, Edwin Hubble found the first Cepheid variable in the Andromeda Galaxy and thus established the intergalactic distance and the true nature of M31 as a galaxy. Because he was not aware of the two Cepheid classes, his distance was incorrect by a factor of more than two, though this error was not discovered until 1953, When the 200-inch Palomar telescope was completed and had started observing, Hubble published his epochal study of the Andromeda Nebula, as an extragalactic stellar system, galaxy, in 1929. Hubble 1929. At modern times, the Andromeda Galaxy is certainly the most studied external galaxy. It is of particular interest because it allows studies of all the features of a galaxy from outside, which we also find in Milky Way, but cannot observe, as the greatest part of our galaxy is hidden by interstellar dust. Thus there are continuous studies of the spiral structure, globular and open clusters, interstellar matter, planetary nebulae, supernova remnants. C.E.G. Jeff Knipe's article in Astronomy, November 1995, p. 46, Galactic Nucleus, Companion Galaxies, and more. Some of the features mentioned above are also of interest for the amateur. Even Charles Messier found its two brightest companions, M32 and M110, which are visible in binoculars and conspicuous in small telescopes, and created a drawing of all three. These two relatively bright and relatively close companions are visible in many photos of M31, including the one in this page. They are only the brightest of a swarm of smaller companions which surround the Andromeda Galaxy, and form a subgroup of the local group. At the time of this writing, September 2003, at least 11 of them are known. Besides M32 and M110, these are NGC 185. Which was discovered by William Herschel, and NGC 147, discovered by Derest, as well as the very faint dwarf systems Ni, possibly Niv, which may however be a cluster or a remote background galaxy, Nv, Nvi, also called the Pegasus dwarf, Nvii, also Cassiopeia dwarf, and Nviii. It is still not clear if M33, the smaller spiral galaxy in Triangulum, and its probable companion LGS3 belong to this subgroup, or the more remote local group member IKE-1613, or one of the possible member candidates UJCA86 or UJCA92. The Andromeda Galaxy is in notable interaction with its companion M32, which is apparently responsible for a considerable amount of disturbance in the spiral structure of M31. The arms of neutral hydrogen are displaced from those consisted of stars by 4,000 light-years, and cannot be continuously followed in the area closest to its smaller neighbor. Computer simulations have shown that the disturbances can be modeled by a recent close encounter with a small companion of the mass of M32. Very probably, M32 has also suffered from this encounter by losing many stars which are now spread in Andromeda's halo. The brightest globular cluster of the Andromeda Galaxy, M31, G1, is also the most luminous globular in the local group of galaxies. Its apparent visual brightness from Earth is still about 13.72 magnitudes. It outshines even the brightest globular in our Milky Way, Omega Centauri, and can be glimpsed even by better equipped amateurs under very favorable conditions, with telescopes starting at 10-inch aperture. See Leo Zondra's article in Sky and Telescope, November 1995, p. 68-69. The Hubble Space Telescope was used to investigate globular cluster G1 in mid-1994, published April 1996. While the easiest, G1 is not the only M31 globular cluster which is in the reach of large amateur telescopes. Amateur Steve Gottlieb has observed 18 globular clusters of M31 with a 44 cm telescope, with their 14-inch Newton and CB245 CCD camera. Observers of the Ferguson Observatory near Kenwood, California have photographed G1 and four fainter M31 globulars. Barm by et.al., 2000, have found 435 globular cluster candidates in M31, and estimate the total number of 450+/100. The astrophotographer is even better off, as he can gather the fainter light of the fine detail in the spiral arms, as in our image. Amateurs can obtain most striking pictures even with inexpensive equipment, from wide-field exposures to detailed close-ups. Also in photography, better equipment pays off, as is demonstrated by our image, which was obtained by, and is courtesy of, Texas amateur Jason Ware, with a 6-inch refractor. More information on this image is available. The brightest star cloud in the Andromeda Galaxy M31 has been assigned an own NGC number, NGC 206, because William Herschel had taken it into his catalog as HV.36 on the grounds of his discovery observation of October 17, 1786. It is the bright star cloud at the upper left, just below a conspicuous dark nebula, in our photograph, very conspicuous in the larger photo. Despite the large amount of knowledge we now have about the Andromeda Galaxy, its distance, though among the best known intergalactic distances, is not really well known. While it is well established that M31 is about 15 to 16 times further away than the Large Magellanic Cloud, LMC, the absolute value of this measure is still uncertain, and in current sources, usually given between 2.4 and 2.9 million light-years, a consequence of the uncertainty in the LMC distance and thus the overall intergalactic distance scale, e.g., the semi-recent correction from data by ESA's astrometrical satellite Hipparcos has pushed this value up by more than 10%, from about 2.4-2.5 to the about 2.9 million light-years we use here. Under normal viewing conditions, the apparent size of the visible Andromeda galaxy is about 3x1 degrees. Our accurate value, given above, is 178x63 arc minutes, while NED gives 190x60. Careful estimates of its angular diameter, performed with 2-inch binoculars, by the French astronomer Robert Jonquière in 1952-1953, revealed an extension of 5.2 times 1.1 degrees, reported by Malaz, corresponding to a disk diameter of over 250,000 light-years at its distance of 2.9 million light-years, so that this galaxy is more than double as large as our own Milky Way galaxy. Its mass was estimated at 300 to 400 billion times that of the Sun. Compared to the newer estimates for our Milky Way galaxy, this is considerably less than the mass of our galaxy, implying that the Milky Way may be much denser than M31. These results are confirmed by new estimates of the total halo masses, which turn out to be about 1.23 trillion solar masses for M31, compared to 1.9 trillion for the Milky Way. Evans and Wilkinson, 2000. The Hubble Space Telescope has revealed that the Andromeda Galaxy M31 has a double nucleus. This suggests that either it has actually two bright nuclei, probably because it has Eta, a smaller galaxy which once intruded its core, or parts of its only one core are obscured by dark material, probably dust. In the first case, this second nucleus may be a remainder of a possibly violent dynamical encountering event in the earlier history of the local group. In the second case, the duplicity of Andromeda's nucleus would be an illusion caused by dark dust cloud obstructing parts of a single nucleus in the center of M31. Up to now, only one supernova has been recorded in the Andromeda galaxy, the supernova 1885, also designated S Andromedae. This was the first supernova discovered beyond our Milky Way galaxy, on August 20, 1885, by Ernst Hartwig, 1851-1923, at Orpat Observatory in Estonia. It reached Mag 6 between August 17 and 20, and it was independently found by several observers. However, only Hartwig realized its significance. It faded to Mag 16 in February 1890. Messier 31 observations and descriptions known to Al-Sufi about AD 905 and depicted AD 964. Reported on a Dutch star map of 1500, independently found and first observed with a telescope by Simon Marius on December 15, 1612, independently rediscovered by Hondrenu before 1654, Messier, M31, August 3, 1764 310 H 29 m 46 s, 7 d 26, 32, plus 39 d 09, 32, the beautiful nebula of the belt of Andromeda, shaped like a spindle. M. Messier has investigated it with different instruments, and he didn't recognize a star. It resembles two cones or pyramids of light, opposed at their bases, the axes of which are in direction and W say. The two points of light or the apices are about 40 arc minutes apart. The common base of the pyramids is about 15. This nebula was discovered by Simon Marius, and consequently observed by different astronomers. M. Le Gentil has given a drawing in the Memoirs of the Academy for 1759, page 453. It is reported on the English Atlas, Diom, 40, Flammarion reports that Messier added a note in his personal copy of the catalogue by hand. I have employed different instruments, especially an excellent Gregorian telescope of 30 feet Florida, the large mirror 6 inches in diameter, magnification 104x. The center of this nebula appears fairly clear in this instrument without any stars appearing. The light gradually diminishes until it becomes extinguished. The former measurements were made with a Newtonian telescope of 4.5 feet Florida, provided with a silk thread micrometer, diameter 40. August 3, 1764, Membacket for 1771, p. 446-447, first Messier catalog. The sky has been very good in the night of August 3 to 4, 1764, and the constellation Andromeda was near the meridian. I have examined with attention the beautiful nebula in the girdle of Andromeda, which was discovered in 1612 by Simon Marius, and which has been observed since with great care by different astronomers, and at last by M. Legendel, who has given a very ample and detailed description in the volume of the Memoirs of the Academy for 1759, page 453, with a drawing of its appearance. I will not report here what I have written in my observing journal. I have employed different instruments for examining that nebula, and above all an excellent Gregorian telescope of 30 pouces focal length, the large mirror having 6 pouces in diameter, and magnifying 104 times these objects. The middle of that nebula appeared rather bright with this instrument, without any appearance of stars. The light went diminishing up to extinguishing. It resembles 2 cones or pyramids of light, opposed at their bases, of which the axis was in the direction from northwest to southeast. The 2 points of light or the 2 summits are about 40 minutes of arc apart. I say about, because of the difficulty to recognize these 2 extremities. The common base of the 2 pyramids is 15 minutes of arc long. These measures have been made with a Newtonian telescope of 4 feet and a half focal length, equipped with a micrometer of silk wires. With the same instrument I have compared the middle of the summits of the 2 cones of light with the star Gamma Andromedae of 4th magnitude, which is very near to it, and little distant from its parallel. From these observations, I have concluded the right ascension of the middle of this nebula as 7°26'32", and its declination as 39°9'32", since 15 years during which I viewed and observed this nebula. I have not noticed any change in its appearances, having always perceived it in the same shape. p. 457, 1764. August 3, Ra, 7.26.32, Dec, 39.9.32.B, Diom, 0.40, the beautiful nebula in the girdle of Andromeda. Al-Sufi first depicted it in his Book of Fixed Stars, of 964 AD, A Little Cloud. Maria's observation of December 15, 1612, from his Mundus Jovialis. Of these observations, the first is, that since December 15, 1612, I have discovered and observed a star or a fixed star, as I could not find elsewhere in all the sky. It is situated near the third and northern star in the girdle of Andromeda. Without instrument there can be seen something like a nebula, but with the telescope no stars can be seen, as in the nebula in Cancer Praecipe, M44, and other nebulous stars, but only glimmering rays, which are the brighter the closer they are to the center. In the center is a faint and pale glow which occupies a diameter of about a quarter of a degree. A similar glow occurs, if the flame of a candle is seen through transparent horn. The nebula appears not dissimilar to the comet, which Tycho Brahe has observed in the year 1586. In September of last year 1613, the highly erudite gentleman M. Lucas Brunius, mathematician at His Highness the Elector of Saxony, was staying with me, between our mathematical colloquia, with the sky offering great serenity. I also showed him this strange star. He observed it with the greatest admiration. If, however, this star is a new one, I cannot say with certainty. Others may determine and judge this. I'm surprised about the most sharp-viewed Tycho, who has determined for a fixed star lying little more north in the girdle of Andromeda, with his instruments, longitude and latitude, but left untouched this nebula, despite it is very close to it. Hadrona, Hii.3, a very admirable nebula, never seen, to my knowledge, by anyone. It is the unresolvable star over the right eye of Andromeda. No multitude of closed stars can be distinguished in it, but it looks similar to a comet. Hevelius. Number 32. Nebulosa. Nebulous star. In Andromeda's girdle. Boliolus. Infill. Trans. XXII. P383. 1667. As to the other variable star. In the girdle of Andromeda. Seen about the beginning of an 1665. He relates that when in the end of 1664 the world beheld the then appearing comet, astronomers observed also that new phenomenon, which was called by them nebulosa and singulo Andromeda, concerning which, he notes, that the same had been already seen many years before by Simon Marius, vid. and 1612 when with the telescope he searched for the satellites of Jupiter, and observed their motions, adding for proof hereof, the said author's own words, out of his own book, De Mundo Joviali, published in 1614, and farther shews, that it hath formally appeared, about 150 years ago, and been taken notice of by an expert, though anonymous, astronomer, whose words he cites out of the manuscript, brought out of Holland by the excellent Jacobus Augustus Thuanus, returning from his embassy to Paris, wherein also was marked the figure of that phenomenon, represented in print by our author. Who from all this collects, that, whereas this star hath been seen formerly, and that 150 years since, but yet neither observed by Hipparchus, nor any other of the antients, that we can find, nor also in the former age by Tycho Brahe, nor in our age, by Bayrus, and appeared also in the month of November last, wherein he wrote this tract, much lessened and obscure, after it had, 2 years ago, shone very bright. That therefore it must needs appear and disappear by turns, like those in the necks of the whale Mira, and Swan P. Cygni, Flamsteed, Flamsteed 58, Halley, 1716, Number 2, Nebula in the Girdle of Andromeda, Infill, Trans, XXIX, 390, 1716, about the year 1661 another of this sort was discovered, if I mistake not, by Boliolus, in singulo Andromeda in the girdle of Andromeda. This is neither Tycho nor Bayer, having been omitted, as are many others because of its smallness, but it is inserted into the catalogue of Hevelius, who has improperly called it nebulosa instead of nebula. It has no sign of a star in it, but appears like a pale cloud, and seems to emit a radiant beam into the northeast, as that in Orion does in the southeast. It proceeds in right ascension the northern in the girdle, or New Bayer or New End, according to Bayer, about a degree and three quarters, and has longitude at this time Aries, 24°00, with lat north 33°1/3, Durham. Number 1 from Hevelius, Nebulosa, in Andromeda's girdle. To conclude these remarks, it may be of use to take notice, that in Hevelius's Nebula Z, some seem to be more large, and remarkable than others, but whether they are really so, or no, I confess I have not had opportunity to see, except that in Andromeda's girdle, which is as considerable as any I have seen, De Chaso, De Ch. Number 15, that in Andromeda of which I have talked, in text, Mr. Durham, in the Philosophical Transactions, and after him Mr. de Maupertuis, in the Memoirs of the Academy, have given a catalogue of nebulae, extracted from the great catalogue of fixed stars of Hevelius, and that of the southern stars by Mr. Halley. I have observed most of these nebulae, and I haven't found any but the first, which is that in Andromeda, which really deserves this name, Bode, Bode 3, a nebula visible to the naked eye, 15, diameter, Bode, 1782, from, Vorstellung der Gestern auf XXIV Kupferfeld, Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782, here plate XXX, P3839, Fig 8. The remarkable nebula visible to the naked eye in the belt of Andromeda. It has 40 arc minutes in its greatest length, according to Mr. Messier, that appears like two cones or pyramids, the bases of which are posed upon each other and are 15 arc minutes in diameter. Otherwise, no stars can be recognized within it even with the best telescopes. The small neighboring stars are depicted according to Le Gentil, who also has found, south of the previous, a small faint nebula of 2 minutes diameter, which was also seen by Mr. Messier M32. William Herschel first observed M31 on August 6, 1780. 1785, PTLXXV equals 75, P213-266, here P262, the ninth very compound nebula, or Milky Way, is that in the girdle of Andromeda, which is undoubtedly the nearest of all the great nebulae. Its extent is above a degree and a half in length and, in even one of the narrowest places, not less than 16 in breadth. The brightest part of it approaches to the resolvable nebulosity, and begins to shew a faint red color, which, from many observations on the color of and magnitude of nebulae, I believe to be an indication that its distance in this colored part does not exceed 2,000 times the distance of Sirius. There is a very considerable, broad, pretty faint, small nebula M110, near it. My sister Caroline discovered it August 27, 1783, with a Newtonian 2-foot sweeper. It shews the same faint color with the great one, and is, no doubt, in the neighborhood of it. It is not the 32D of the Connaissance des Temps M32, which is a pretty large round nebula, much condensed in the middle, and south following the great one, but this is about 2/3 of a degree north preceding it, in a line parallel to Beta and New Andromedae, 1814, PT 1814, Volume 104. P248-284, here P260-8, of objects of ambiguous construction, but when an object is of such a construction, or at such a distance from us, that the highest power of penetration, which hitherto has been applied to it, leaves it undetermined whether it belongs to the class of nebulae or of stars, it may be called ambiguous, as there is, however, a considerable difference in the ambiguity of such objects. I have arranged 71 of them into the following four collections. First collection contains M31. The first contains 7 objects that may be supposed to consist of stars, but where the observations hitherto may, of either their appearance or form, leave it undecided into which class they should be placed. Canis 31031 is a large nucleus with very extensive nebulous branches, but the nucleus is very gradually joined to them. The stars which are scattered over it appear to be behind it, and seem to lose part of their luster in the passage of their light through the nebulosity. There are not more of them scattered over the immediate neighborhood. I examined it in the meridian with a mirror of 24 inches in diameter, and saw it in high perfection, but its nature remains mysterious. Its light, instead of appearing resolvable with this aperture, seemed to be more milky. The objects in this collection must at present remain ambiguous. On NGC 206, HV.36, 1811, PT Volume 1811, P226-336, here P280-4, of detached nebulosities. The nebulosities of the preceding article on nebulosities joined to nebulae are not restricted to an extensive diffusion. We meet with HTEM equally in detached collection. I shall only mention the following 6, including HV.36 equals NGC 206. John Herschel, 1833, H50, H50 equals M31, Sweep 180, September 18, 1828, Ra 0 H33 meters 26.3s, NPD 49D39, 40, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance. The Great Nebula in Andromeda. Smythe, XXIV 24, M31, XXIV 31 million Andromedae, R0 H34 meters 5s, Dec and 40 D23.6 mean epoch of observation, 1833.70 September 1833, withdrawing of M31 and M32, SF south following, say, edge of the general mass, and of a milky irresolvable nebulosity, but though described in singulo Andromedae, it is between the robes and the left arm of the lady, and certainly below its girdle. There are numerous telescopic stars around, and 3-minute ones are involved in the glow, but which can have no connection with it, and are doubtless between our system and the nebulosity. The axis of direction trends SP and NF south preceding and north following, SW to NO, and it may be caught by a good eye, on a very fine night, by running a fancy line from Alimak to Mirak, and from thence carrying a rectangular glance to a distance of about 6.5 deg. It can also be struck upon by a ray from Gamma in the mouth of Cetus, over Chariton and the head of Aries, through Merak, or Beta Andromedae, to 6.5 deg beyond. This is the oldest known nebula, for though it attracted but little notice till the 17th century, it was seen, at least, as far back as 905 AD. Simon Marius rediscovered it, if such a term can be applied to an object seen with the naked eye, in his rare work, De Mundo Jovialis. That astronomer acquaints us that he first examined it with a telescope on the 15th December 1612. He was astonished at the singularity of the phenomenon, but expressly says that he leaves it to others to judge whether it was a new discovery or not. It was therefore by an oversight that Halley ascribes the discovery, in 1661, to Boliotus, Ismaia Boliot, who himself mentions its being known as Nebulosa and Singulo Andromedae, and that it had been noticed 150 years before, by an expert though anonymous astronomer. The tenuity of its boundary offering no definition for exact comparison, has made the several attempts to figure it so conflicting as to mislead. Marius describes it as resembling the diluted light of the flame of a candle seen through horn. Halley mentions that it emits a radiant beam. Cassini calls it a Peu President Triangulaire. Legendel considered it round for some years, then oval, but always of an uniform light in all its parts, while Messier represents it as resembling two cones, or pyramids of light, opposed by their bases. From such statements, Boliot and Kircher thought this wonderful object appeared and disappeared, like Mira, and Legendel had no doubt of its undergoing changes in form, but probably this discordance is a consequence of the means employed. Legendel, by his paper of 1749, seems to have used telescopes of various sizes, in order to see it very clearly. Non sulment pour servir la reconnoitre, mais encore pour voir si dans la suite elle ne serait point sujet au variation, soit dans la figure, soit dans la position. Yet 15 years afterwards Messier differs from him, by assigning a greater brilliance to the center than to the edges, which latter accords better with my views of it, than do our apparent mean places. It is, however, remarkable that Messier examined this giant nebula with a 4.5-foot Newtonian, and then turned the instrument upon Gamma Andromedae, qui honorat fort president, to compare its light with that of the star, on a beautiful night of August, 1764. But he makes no mention of the duplicity, or contrasted colors, of that lovely star. The companion M32, was discovered in November, 1749, by Legendel, and was described by him as being about an eighth of the size of the principal one. He adds, Elma peru exactimint de la mine densite que Lanchon. The light is certainly more feeble than here assigned. Messier, whose number 32 it is, observed it closely in 1764, and remarked that no change had taken place since the time of its being first recorded. In form it is nearly circular. The powerful telescope of Lord Rosse, asterisk, has been applied to this, after finding that no actual resolution in the large nebula could be seen, though its edge had stellar symptoms, and it proved to be clearly resolvable into stars, the which directly interferes with Legendel's remark, asterisk, this telescope is a reflector of 3 feet in diameter, of performance hitherto unequaled. It was executed by the Earl of Rosse, under a rare union of skill, assiduity, perseverance, and munificence. The years of application required to accomplish this have not worn his lordship's zeal and spirit. Like a giant refreshed, he has returned to his task, and is now occupied upon a metallic disc of no less than 6 feet in diameter. Should the figure of this prove as perfect as the present one, we may soon overlap what many absurdly look upon as the boundaries of the creation. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 116. GC 116 equals 850 equals M31, Ra 0 H 35 meters 3.9s, NPD 49 D 54, 45.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, EB, L, VME, Andrim, GT Neb, Biffet, Bond, 13 observations by William and John Herschel, magnificent, excessively extremely bright, extremely large, very much extended, Andromeda Great Nebula, Remark. Figure in Bond's memoirs in Volume VIII of the Transactions of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, op. 86, Huggins from Phil, Trans. Volume 154, 1864, p. 437-444, here p. 441, no GC, 116-50H31-RA0H35m3S.9, NPD49D29. 45.7. The brightest part of the Great Nebula in Andromeda was brought upon the slit. The spectrum could be traced from about Fraunhofer lines, D to F. The light appeared to cease very abruptly in the orange. This may be due to the smaller luminosity of this part of the spectrum. No indication of bright lines. Dreyer, 1877, Volume VIII of the Annals of the Observatory of Harvard College, which was received at Baker Castle in the summer 1877, contains lithographs from drawings by Mr. Tuvilot of the following nebulae: GC 116,031, PL 33, 1179,042, PL 24, Woodbury type, 4230,013, and 4294,092, Place 25, 4355,020. Place 32, 4447,057, Place 34, 4532,027, Place 35, Dreyer, and GC224 and GC224 equals GC116 equals 850. Sufi, M31, RA0H35m7s, NPD49D29.8, 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance, EP, L, VME, Andromeda, equals M31 magnificent, excessively extremely bright, extremely large, very much extended, Andromeda Nebula. Remark, figure, together with NGC-205 equals M110, NGC-206 and NGC-221 equals M32, in Bond WC and GP Bond. Transactions of American Academy of Arts and Sciences, NS Volume the 3rd, op. 86, Bondonim M.D., OSS Colonel Rom 1841, H.C. Winlock and Truvilot, Annals of Harvard College Observatory, Volume VI, Plate XXXIII, Lick VIII Photographs of Nebulae and Clusters, made with the Crossley Reflector, by James Edward Keeler, Director of the Lick Observatory. 1898-1900. Publications of the Lick Observatory, Volume VIII, 1908, Plate 1, The Great Nebula in Andromeda, p. 30, NGC-224, RA equals 0:37:17, DEC equals plus 40:43.4, 1900.0, Great Nebula in Andromeda, p. 45, Number 1. NGC-224, 1899 September 7th, XP3H00M, ENL2.0, Top W, Great Nebula in Andromeda. Curtis Descriptions of 762 Nebulae and Clusters Photographed with the Crossley Reflector, PUBL, Lick Obs, Number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, NGC-224. RA equals 0:37, DEC equals plus 40:43, The Great Nebula in Andromeda, PUBL, Lick Obs, Volume VIII, Plate 1, This wonderful object, the largest of the spiral nebulae, is too well known to need description. Exposures of 1 meter to 3 meters on S23 show an almost stellar nucleus, with traces of spiral structure in the surrounding nebular matter. See Abs F. Content Car Asiaf Seds, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.